Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Kicking off today, smart robotics raised 10 million euros. But the real headline is deployment. 120 systems across 15 countries and over 1 billion robotic picks. That kind of operational history turns a Series A into a field trial for scaling reliability, not just an AI press release.
Those numbers matter. Investors and customers want to see live throughput, repeatable cycles, and failure modes cataloged. A funding round backed by operational telemetry shifts conversations from promises to evidence.
Which ties into the bigger debate about software-defined automation. Stefan Nusser's point that traditional automation is too costly and rigid is spot on. Factories with high product mix need software flexibility to change tasks without million-dollar retools.
Flexibility is attractive, but software is only as powerful as the way it's deployed. Integrators, on-site validation, and the messy reality of tooling tolerances determine whether a flexible system actually reduces cost and downtime.
On the human-robot interface front, telepresence is leaving the lab and hitting factory pilots. Expect remote assistance first, partial teleoperation for tricky subtasks next, and full teleoperation to remain a long-term engineering hurdle.
We're already seeing practical wins. AR-guided remote troubleshooting and constrained teleop for precise interventions. Latency, safety zoning, and predictable human behavior are the pieces that still need cracking.
Automated Tire Smart Bay surfaced from stealth, promising vehicle-specific tire changes, balancing, and inspection in real time. It's an appealing automation use case because it's bounded yet highly variable per vehicle.
But the shop floor is unforgiving. Vehicle fitment differences, quick changeovers, dirt, and tool alignment will stress perception and mechanical robustness. The question is whether Smart Bay can sustain throughput in that environment.
DER's Eco RP4 is another interesting push, a paint arm with asymmetric reach and flexible mounting aimed squarely at high-volume automotive lines. Design choices like that can simplify maintenance and balance line ergonomics.
Still, painting is one of the least forgiving tasks. Color uniformity, spray overlap, and dwell time are process constraints. A new geometry helps, but plant-level integration and cycle time validation decide adoption.
Meanwhile, SAP and CyberWave moved autonomous warehousing from demo to live operations in St. Leon Rot. Robots folding boxes and packaging through SAP LGM and BTP. That's a concrete example of software and robotics converging in a production setting.
Live deployments like that clarify what scaling looks like. End-to-end software orchestration, clear KPIs for uptime and error rates, and the ability to retrofit into existing logistics flows without disrupting shipping windows.
Back to smart robotics for a second. Having over a billion picks gives them data sets few competitors can match. Repeat failure types, wear patterns, and corner case inventory geometries. That's the basis for meaningful incremental improvement.
And those feedback loops let teams prioritize fixes that actually reduce downtime on the floor, not just improve demo metrics. It's a competitive moat built on hard-earned reliability rather than marketing polish.
Combine telepresence with software-defined updates and live feedback, and you get faster issue resolution, remote tuning, and iterative task updates that shrink pilot cycles and speed rollouts.
Counterpoint, don't underestimate non-technical friction. Connectivity outages, cybersecurity, and operator trust will throttle adoption if pilots don't design robust fallbacks and clear human roles.
Synthesis? Across these stories, the through line is deployment realism. Companies that pair software fluency with on-the-ground operations, measurable KPIs, and closed-loop feedback are the ones most likely to convert lab novelty into durable scale.
Good takeaway. Keep watching deployment metrics, uptime, throughput, error recovery, and which pilots publish them. We'll keep tracking who turns live data and solid integrations into repeatable industrial wins. Thanks for listening.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.